This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I had to tell Cakes during a break. I warned him. I was there in the last break. I was like, I'm going to the bathroom. I'm going to destroy it.
Yeah, it didn't faze me. I'm not Jason. Jason will not go.
Like,
if there's somebody in the stalls, Jason walks in, he surveys the landscape, and then he'll just peel out and leave the bathroom.
Listen, I try to do the respectful thing. I flush a million times.
Understood,
so I don't hit you with the sounds. But I told Cakes that last night... I just ruined D's sleep. I probably ripped 20 farts. I don't know what was going on.
Poor Dina.
I have no idea what was going on. Just all night while I was sleeping.
You were Dutch ovening her all night long.
All night long. Like, I was in the middle of sleep. Gross. I would be sleeping, and all of a sudden. So, I mean, when I came in, the toilet had no chance. I mean, something was brewing, I guess.
Yeah.
All night.
Certainly. What'd sounds like
to,
it.
What'd you have to eat?
I don't even know. I mean, I'm...
You don't remember what you had?
That, I mean, I wasn't thinking about it.
It's probably the same. You talked about it last week. The coffee.
Everything's just messing me all up.
Yeah, your system is just in disarray right now.
Right. So I apologize. I actually can't wait.
Teresa, wish she had that problem.
I can't wait to talk to her this morning if she realized how many I was ripping. Because I was just ripping them while I was sleeping.
See, that's one where you just let sleeping dogs lie.
Don't bring it up.
Yeah, why would you bring it up? Unless she, like, she may bring it up.
I'm genuinely curious.
Well, hopefully she was just in such a deep sleep, she didn't realize what was happening.
She
just
never said anything.
But, gross.
I mean, I was ripping them cakes. And I wasn't doing it on purpose.
Yeah,
it
just happened.
It just happened. Mm-hmm. The other thing I wanted to just mention briefly, it's funny that I like to share my farts with you.
We're so lucky.
I think I've been fired from my son's job where he wanted me to shoot their headshots.
I think
I've been fired already because the dates didn't work out.
Ah,
the dates that I'm conflicts. Available didn't work out. And then finally he just said,
We're
going to get a kid that we know to do it for $150.
Okay.
I would have paid $150 for the kid to do it. I was stressed out way more than $150.
You don't want any part of it. I understand that.
I was like, why didn't you tell me it's in the beginning that was an option?
It's a lot of pressure on you.
Yeah, so I've been fired from that.
Okay.
But believe me, that saves me a whole weekend.
Yeah.
I actually thought I was going to have to buy some extra equipment for it.
Right.
So
you're
I'm
good.
Out on the headshot
You're
business.
Set.
Yeah, I don't have to do it.
Good to go. Good for you.
I'm very excited about that. Speaking of out, it looks like... Hooters is on the verge of being out.
That's trouble.
And we've talked about this. It's been a kind of a theme for a while that Hooters, have they actually filed for bankruptcy? Or are they on the brink of it?
Sounds like they're on the brink.
I think they're on the brink. Yeah, they're going
talked
to file.
About it. I know Devin Booker said he wanted to save Hooters.
So Devin Booker's a big Hooters guy.
I don't know if he's a big Hooters guy,
hey,
but he tweeted about it.
He must be.
I mean, is he doing a bit? Has he gone to Hooters a bunch in the past and he just loves it?
So the man
loves the product.
What people that go to Hooters and I, you know, it's fine, but it's just not in my rotation. Do people go like to watch football? Is that kind of what you would do?
Yeah, sports bar.
All right, but what if there's not football on or something?
But they also have really good wings.
They go for NASCAR.
Why not have wings?
Or baseball.
And then just to be around hot chicks.
Any regular
obviously.
Sports bar.
You act like people don't like going to bars. Newsflash.
I like going to bars, but I don't know. I have such a hostility towards the pantyhose. I don't like the pantyhose.
It colors everything
for
you.
It just bothers me. I don't like the pantyhose. But, like, just set that aside. Like, a normal person that would go to Hooters.
They like being around the hot chicks and then getting the wings. It's that combination.
Maybe restaurants are just dead. Maybe it's just a dead category. I don't know.
Well,
is there anything
Devin Booker
like that
in particular
that's similar?
To Hooters?
Yeah, there's a similar.
Is there like a Twin Peaks?
Yeah, Twin Peaks.
Tilt and
Twin
Kilt,
Peaks?
I believe,
well,
is another restaurant.
What was the one
restaurant?
They used to have the panties on? They made a movie about it or something.
Coyote Ugly?
Coyote Ugly. That was, isn't that kind of like that?
It was more a bar concept than.
Bar concept.
Yeah.
That wasn't
than
for
the
men,
restaurant.
Though.
Hey, look.
Yeah, that was for either.
Look, the combination of
is
hot women and food is what's bringing people to Hooters or even a place like Sup Dogs. There's a reason why, Brett, if you look at Sup Dogs Twitter, you just see the pictures not of like guy servers, they're attractive women servers.
Of course. Jeez. But first of all, they don't make them wear pantyhose.
Hey, bad for Hooters, good for Sup Dogs.
Hey,
that's why Brett has to approach it.
I haven't been to a Hooters probably in
20 years.
12, 15 years.
I haven't been to Hooters literally since the Junks TV.
No, I went after that.
I don't think I've been to one since.
What did you go for? What was the occasion?
My buddy Andy likes going.
Wow.
He's like, hey, let's meet at Hooters today. I said, all right.
So that's his thing.
For lunch or happy hour.
So
or something.
Andy likes to go like after you play golf or something. He likes to go.
I can't remember
wings.
What it might have been. Yeah.
I don't even understand. Like, people don't go there. Like,
I think we went
for
once.
Dinner.
I think we went.
No,
once.
They go for beers.
No,
and
we
wings,
went for a happy
like, for the most
hour.
Part.
Yeah, yeah.
People do go for dinner.
Some people go for dinner, but. I don't know if I'd ever think of going to Hooters to eat dinner. I'd go to have wings and have a beer.
If you go to Hooters for dinner.
It's not that different than going to, and we all like this place, the Green Turtle. How's it different than going to the Green Turtle?
I would put the Green Turtle's food a few notches above Hooters.
One has big jugs.
Yeah.
Right.
Look, I think if the food was that good, there's no way they'd be filing
well, the
for
food's
bankruptcy.
Not that good.
That's what I mean. Restaurant business is brutal.
That's what I'm saying. So.
Right.
The food was better.
I think Hooters had a great run.
They had a great run.
Oh, they had an amazing
run.
There's 420 of them in the country.
Still?
Apparently.
What about the one in Rockville? Is that shut?
That's been shuttered for years.
So there's not. It's gone.
I mean, I don't think it shut down and moved to a new location.
I think at one point it moved across the street and then.
Maybe it did, but I don't think they're still open for business.
I think it's gone.
So Devin Booker in particular in 2012. So 12, 13 years ago, he tweeted, I'm thinking Hooters tonight with the fellas.
So is that me?
So he's always been a fan. Just
Valdez,
somebody
is
went
that
and looked
what you
back.
And your boys do? Do any of your boys like to
well,
go to Hooters?
Well, Drab just said, let's get all the boys going to Hooters this week.
To try to save it. Should we do a campaign to save Hooters? Maybe it's a bit we could do.
Sure, yeah. I mean,
you want to do a free appearance at Hooters to try to save it?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah. Someone buy me some wings.
I mean, yeah. Well, if we did an appearance,
I mean, they should pay us in
wings.
If we're not
going
to pay us in wings and wings and beer.
Well, if we did a free appearance and brought a bunch of people there, we could try to save Hooters.
I think they closed the one.
I'll let you save Hooters.
Maybe we should jump on this.
Did they close the one in Rockville?
That's what
it used to be in Rockville.
I'm pretty sure it's closed.
The only one in Maryland that was closed is the one in Baltimore.
So Rockville Hooters is still a thing? It's still open?
I know at one point they moved across the street.
According to this article, the only one in Maryland that was... Well, this was 2024. I'm sorry. So maybe in 25 it's closed.
Well, I mean, it's only been I don't know.
I know they moved across the street.
Moved across the street. I don't know if it's still there or not.
The last Hooters to be shuttered will be the one in Chantilly.
That's the one I went to.
It's popping all the time.
Right.
What about the one at Fairfax?
Fairfax is nice, too. It's newer, but it's small.
I just Googled Hooters Rockville, and there's a big red bar underneath that says permanently closed.
Oh, it's done. All right.
And it closed until 1 p.m. today. It's closed.
I put in my zip code, and it says the closest, and I live in Gaithersburg, Maryland. Yeah. Fairfax. Yeah.
I think people...
Although there is one in Laurel.
Yeah.
we should go there to
do
save
the
it.
One in Laurel to save it.
Well, yeah, that is
that
natural.
That would make the big.
That's a natural fit.
Yeah, come full circle.
Is there a way? Hold on, let's noodle this, Valdez. You're good at this.
Okay.
Is there a way we could save Hooters and we could jump on the campaign?
Save the entire company?
We're not going to be able to save Hooters.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
They closed 12% of their stores.
Well, how about we just save the local one? Well, save one on the local ones.
Which is the one that's in the most trouble?
Well, you should have gone to the one in Rockville.
Yeah.
It's a little too late.
It's a little too late.
It's done. It's over.
Or the one in Baltimore on Light Street.
I think people go to Hooters and they say, hey, let's go to Hooters. They say it like kind of tongue in cheek.
Like it's
like the joke's there, but no one really says it. Does that make sense?
But some people swear by their wings.
I'm sure.
Like, I know people who say their wings are amazing.
How can you screw up wings? I'm sure they're fine.
Yeah, but some people have better wings than others.
You can screw up wings.
I don't know.
You act like all wings are equal.
I've had bad wings before.
You think all wings are equal?
I've had bad wings before. I'm not going to say the establishment where I had them because you never know who's going to be a potential sponsor.
I don't know. I guess
who's got really good wings?
I'm not that.
Lido Pizza has excellent wings.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not just saying that because they're sponsoring the text line. Their wings are really good.
Hooters has very distinct wings.
Who?
Hooters.
Yeah. What's distinct about them?
Sauce
and the like
how they're fried.
The crunch on it.
And I think their flats have like the extra thing poking out.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
I generally like anybody's
you sound like
wings.
An expert on
as long as it's
wings.
Not too spicy, I generally will like your wings. They're chicken. I mean, I'll probably like it.
Kind of a noob take you had that everybody has good wings. Yeah. I'm kind of surprised.
That
takes you down on the palate.
Not a big wings guy. That tells me not a wings guy.
I'm not a huge, like, I'll just, if you order wings, I'll probably like them unless they're spicy. If they're spicy,
not
I won't
very
like
discerning.
Them.
If you
not
want to chime in,
wings guy.
Yeah. 800-636-1067. How do you feel about the potential collapse of Hooters as they may be facing bankruptcy?
Nobody really cares. That's why it's failing. It's a failing industry.
Yeah, if any of us in this room had been to one in the last 20 years, maybe they wouldn't be insolvent.
Yeah, you know how you save Hooters? You have them take off their shirts.
Right. Well, that seems like an extreme measure, but maybe.
How about we somehow tie in lose the pantyhose? If they lose the pantyhose, maybe we
could save. That's what's going to save them?
Maybe we could save the franchise.
Yeah, I know,
nobody wants to go see a bunch of girls walking around in pantyhose.
I think you're focusing on the wrong part of the waitress.
It bothers me. It bothers me.
Why?
I don't know.
It's because they're faking it?
It just bothers him. You can't get past it.
I don't like pantyhose.
Clearly.
Isn't that the normal? I mean, you love pantyhose?
No, but like if I'm a horny guy that goes to Hooters, I'm not going to walk in and say, those pantyhose don't really do it for me. I'm leaving.
But look, the reality is the restaurant business is brutal. I'm looking at the top restaurants that closed in 2024.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that the franchise went down, but like Denny's shut down 150 restaurants.
Sure.
Yeah.
Denny's way greater than Hooters.
TGI Fridays shut down a bunch.
Shake Shack shut down a bunch. Yep. Noodles and Company.
Dude, well, I go to
I would agree.
I love Noodles and Company.
Noodles and Company.
I love it. I do. I love it.
You're going to go in and just get mac and cheese?
No, you get whatever. I get their mezza, whatever, platter, whatever it is. But no one's ever in there.
It's a Nubs concept.
How about Boston Market? Boston Market.
Well, that one's, I think,
in its heyday.
I think they might have like three.
No, in its heyday, they had 300 restaurants.
Yeah. Well, they have like
as of March last year, it was down to 27.
Jeez.
Yeah. I mean, Boston Market.
There might still be a holdout in like the Aspen Hill Shopping Center. Maybe.
There used to be one right by your old Toys R Us where you used to work.
In the G-Burg?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a Panera now or something else.
Are the Hooters individually owned?
I'm sure they're franchised out.
Probably.
So why would the one in, let's just say, Centerville or Chantilly, which is always popping, why would that ever close?
If it's always busy, maybe they could stay open. But I mean, they probably need the big company for support for certain stuff.
I would just think that not every single Hooters has to close down.
I don't know how that works. That's
they
got to
get their supply, the supply chain.
If you're a franchisee,
I mean, wasn't
Hooters? Well, why can't you get it? You still get it.
Hooters was so popular in its heyday, they had an airline for a short period of time.
That's a great point.
Do you
point.
Remember that? I mean, probably 15 to 20
years
ago.
Well, don't they got a NASCAR? Who drives the Hooters car?
Oh, I don't think. Is there still a Hooters car?
I don't know.
There was for a long time.
Wasn't
there
a casino or at least a hotel in Vegas?
Tropicana was associated with it.
I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's bring out some of these calls. Let's go to John Herndon. John, what's up?
I just want to let you know that there's international Hooters as well. I lived in Japan for about 30 years.
Yeah.
It was about 26 Hooters.
Yeah? Did they wear pantyhose there, too?
He's obsessed.
Oh, the uniform is exactly the same. Let's just say up top it's a little less.
Oh, Okay. Right. I get you.
Okay. All right, and I know I'm not supposed to talk about farting, but really? We're going to talk about farting? I'm done.
I'm sorry. I had to. Let's go
it's
to
part
Ben.
Part of our daily lives.
In Silver Spring. Ben, what's up?
Hey, Hooters, I've always loved their wings. We used to go there and order 100 wings. We have like 8
How
people.
Much? How much would that be?
100 wings. It was a long time ago. It was like $50. But, you know, you mentioned Lido, and the thing about their wings, they're still the big wings. They're really nice and plumpy, and they got a great sauce.
Is that true?
Yeah, they're good.
Some of other chains, and there's those little dinky, like, burned-up pieces of junk.
Yeah.
Lido's still got good wings.
Lido has robust wings. The
Laurel is still open.
Mm. The
Laurel one is open?
I think so. It was open about a year ago.
Well, a lot of things could happen in a year.
Attractions in Laurel.
No. Like I said, you're right. A lot of things could happen in a year, yeah, but...
Ben, you live in Silver Spring, right? Why on earth would you ever drive to Laurel?
Well, I work in College Park, so.
What do you do in College Park?
When the kid was still living at home, she went to some of these places, like over near there, drop them off at like that laser tag place. What am I going to do for an hour and a half? Go to Hooters and get a ham and cheese sandwich and
drink. All right. Makes sense.
But we hang out with some friends and we go to Lido all the time. We get some pizza, but we go there for the wings now.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you, Ben.
Ben knows his wings. He's a wings expert.
Cut that up and send it to the sales rep for Lido.
Send that out.
Let's go to Kirk. Kirk, what's up, man? You're on with the Jocks.
Thanks for taking the call, buddy. Yep. How you doing?
Yeah, good. What's up?
Good. Hey, I just wanted to let you know that Hooters in Rockville were shut down by an agreement with the county after one of their patrons was gotten too inebriated by the bartender, wouldn't cut him off, and had a fatal accident with a family.
Oh, so it was like a tragedy. Oh. That's the reason.
Overserved.
Yeah, so the county said you got to shut it down. Oh, you know, and that was the reason why they're no longer there.
Oh, so they probably were still doing business.
They were doing a huge business.
I Googled it.
Used to be farther up on the pike and then moved to a new location, and they weren't there long.
The guy who was overserved struck and killed a MoCo police officer.
Oh, wow.
It's a horrible story.
That is a horrible story. All right, so that's
why bring
that
things down on a lighthearted segment, but
are there others that we...
I just destroyed the comedy pyramid. I apologize.
Are there others that we know of that did shut down? That was the only one we know, right? You say Chantilly's still there.
I mean,
you say
Fairfax is
Manassas. I think Manassas
boots
shut
on the
down.
Manassas did.
Iconic. Yeah.
That's an iconic
Manassas
spot.
Manassas did.
The thing is, Manassas, I just drove through there the other day, first time in a long time. They have every chain known to man. Yeah. I mean, that's hard to survive. They have literally every chain.
that's what they're known for.
For their chains?
Well, the Sudley businessman or whatever.
I was
going
to say Sudley Road.
I was going to say Battlefield.
No.
It's a fast casual battlefield out there.
For the slop of fast food restaurants.
Yeah, I mean, whatever you want, they have.
I was
going to
say a Civil War.
But there's so many construction workers and contractors that come through there. I would think Manassas would survive because there's so many freaking people.
Right. I don't know, man. I'm willing to jump on a campaign. I haven't been there in 20 years, but I'm willing to jump on a campaign to save Hooters.
I don't know why you wouldn't go to the Laurel Hooters today and just stand outside and wave a flag.
Back
saying,
it up a little bit. Go
the
there for
Laurel
Hooters.
Let me see. Go to Hooters and stand outside there with a sign or go play golf.
It's a tough one.
Go play golf. You got to give me a better reason than that.
I understand.
But maybe, am I the only person bothered by the pantyhose?
I think you are. I think I haven't heard one other person
doesn't bother
call
me.
And say I stopped going to Hooters because the waitresses.
I never
wear
really
pantyhose.
Thought about it.
It just always bugged me. They wear those little shorts and then they got the pantyhose.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see skin.
Yeah, you want to see pimples and skin blemishes and all that stuff.
Well, don't hire those people. Do what Brett does.
They cover up the imperfections, EB.
Yeah, don't hire those people. Yeah, I don't know.
These all fried right, pickles look silly, though. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I love fried pickles.
Well, then you should go to Hooters.
Are they known for
if
the
you
fried
join
pickles?
If you join Hoot Club Rewards, you get free fried pickles.
Now, fried pickles, I'm not a connoisseur. I just love them. I mean,
nobody's a connoisseur of fried pickles.
Well, maybe. There might be someplace that has really good ones.
Dipped in fat and deep fried.
Well, that's what I generally think wings are. But
they are, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how it's that different.
I mean, wings much higher on the appetizer hierarchy than fried pickles.
They're more popular.
Yeah.
800-636-1067 is the number you want to chime in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, where the junkies keep it here.